The share of Oregonians and Washingtonians without health insurance has dropped dramatically under Obamacare. The uninsured rate is at a historic low in the West Coast states. Idaho has missed out on that trend largely because the state until now has refused to expand Medicaid eligibility on the federal dime. Idaho's Republican-controlled legislature is teetering Friday on whether to end its holdout. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Boise.
State legislators get accused of a lot of things, but it's very rare for them to be accused to their faces of killing their fellow citizens.
Nearly one patient per day dies in this state as a result of not having Medicaid expansion. And that's a direct result of that failure to obtain care at a stage when the disease process could be treated effectively.
Dr. Kenneth Krell directs critical care at Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center in Idaho Falls. He addressed an Idaho Senate committee last month.
The Idaho legislature is unfortunately responsible for those deaths. Our intransigence in failing to pass Medicaid for the last 3 years has probably resulted in over 1,000 deaths in this state. And I see those patients on a nearly daily basis.
Some lawmakers did not appreciate being told they have blood on their hands, though Krell and others making the point did not back down through the session's end.
Well, let me put it this way. My father always said you draw more flies with honey than vinegar. And sometimes when you come in and make those accusations, it doesn't help your cause.
Republican Mike Moyle serves as the Idaho House Majority Leader.
Having said that, we all know that there's an issue that needs addressed, and we're trying to work toward a solution, and that's what the legislature is trying to do.
The focus of lawmakers and protesters are the working poor who earn too much to qualify for government-paid health coverage, but don't make enough to buy discounted insurance in the marketplace. As the hours of the 2016 session ticked down, the Idaho legislature softened its past resistance to expanding Medicaid to cover this so-called gap population. The federal government would pay for nearly all the cost under a major provision of Obamacare. The state Senate voted Thursday to ask the federal government for a waiver. This would allow Idaho to redesign its Medicaid program to improve efficiency in advance of expansion. And then the Senate moved to adjourn for the year and left the State House with a take-it-or-leave-it decision today. The Idaho Freedom Foundation urged Idahoans to tell their legislators to reject more Obamacare in Idaho. Fred Birnbaum is vice president at the Conservative Public Policy Shop. He worries the state could eventually be saddled with an unaffordable entitlement.
The question is, do you expand, in my view, do you expand a program that's potentially not sustainable, add a population that is not as vulnerable as the base population, and it could actually threaten the traditional Medicaid population, given that the federal government is $19 trillion in debt.
Oregon and Washington State expanded Medicaid eligibility in 2014. As of the year before, the percentage of the population that didn't have health insurance stood in the mid to high teens in all of the Northwest states. By late last year, though, that number had been cut by more than half in Washington and Oregon. Democrat Mike Kreidler is Washington State's insurance commissioner.
We saw a decline in the state of Washington from 14.2% uninsured to 7.3%. It has been dramatic in the reduction of the people who are uninsured. By far, number one, the reason for that to take place was the expansion of the Medicaid program.
Idaho experienced a rather small drop by comparison by only agreeing to the online health coverage marketplace part of Obamacare. Idaho Governor Butch Otter says he wants a solution for people who fall through the gaps on health coverage. But he said Wednesday he would not act unilaterally to expand Medicaid eligibility using executive authority, as the governors of some other red states have done, including Alaska, Iowa, and Nevada. I'm Tom Bonsi in Boise.